Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow combo.
Pretty wet here right now, I can tell you. Very wet. Walking on the beach, and I feel like I've had one of my biggest shifts to date, actually, after, I guess, let me adjust my bag and my microphone because I've got one of those huge Bunnings golf umbrellas on and my bag is getting saturated. Let me just stick that there. All right, we're nearly done. Hang on. Nearly. All right. Right. Whew. So what I want to talk about today is pretending. Why we are all pretending. And this big shift that I've had. I'm getting wet on my head. How is that possible? So I had this situation happen to me on the weekend, or at the weekend, where I posted some posts on Facebook on my business page, and one of my friends thought that I had directed it to her, that it was a nasty stab. And that I'd been offended by something she'd said to me and was having a passive-aggressive stab at her. And in fact, I wasn't. It's not at all my style. I would never, ever do that. I worry too much about what people think. So I'm always trying to protect everyone's feelings and looking at things from everybody's angle. And in there, the truth gets lost somewhere. My truth. And let's be honest, when it lands with the other person, we have no real control over how it lands. It lands where their truth lies. What I do know is the intention of which it was sent. And it was not from that kind of passive-aggressive place. It's just so not my style. And so, yeah, it just really made me aware of and made me think about why I've been so afraid of success. You know me, I'm well acquainted, I don't even know if that, you know what the word is, with failure. We're like best buddies. We have been through some big times together, and I know failure. Success, not so much. Not so much, not so well. And partly because I'm a bit afraid of success. I've experienced failure, so I'm not really afraid of it, but I am afraid of success because I don't know what's going to change. And this was part of the reason that I wanted to have that conversation with Dan Norris, because I wanted to know what had changed. You know, that was really the underlying thing, I think. Like, I've witnessed his growth, and I wanted to know if success had changed him. And if there was something about him that changed in order to have it. And what I discovered was, no. Nothing changed. And nothing had to change. You know, and this is further confirmation of a concept that I've been playing with lately. Which is this idea of, you know, if you're kind of in the circles that I'm in, we talk a lot about our blocks and resistance and all this kind of jazz. And I mean, the resistance, I know, I feel it, but is it really real? Well, it's only real because of thoughts and beliefs that I've had that have made me feel the resistance, which I guess is what we call blocks, right? Blocks around money, blocks around fame, blocks around success, blocks around the things that we want, love, you know, acceptance, validity, whatever it is. We have these blocks up around it. But, and And I feel like, particularly for women, I don't know if it's the same with men because I don't have a penis, but I feel like often women think that something needs to change in order. So I would have to be skinnier. I would have to be, have my shit together more. I would have to, these are all my own hurdles to success, actually, which I'll dive into a bit. You know, I would have to have more money. I would have to, you know, whatever it is. There, you need to have, be more in order for you to do or have, where that's not actually true. Oh, sorry, you have to have more in order for you to do and be, whatever it is. You get what I'm saying. Like, we're putting what we want, a bunch of hurdles in front of them called blocks, when none of them actually really exist except this, except, well, do they even? It's just a story that we're telling ourselves, and when we stop telling ourselves, but see, then even that puts a block. See, with Dan, he changed nothing. There was no story, there was no nothing. He just one day started a project and it had some success. And it continually growed, and it was a slow and gradual thing, but from the outside it looked like a huge trajectory. And then all of a sudden he's successful by somebody else's terms, aka mine, and we all wonder what changed, when in fact nothing did. So this is going two ways, right? Because I want to talk about why we're pretending, and I feel like often that is tied into this success thing too. They're kind of interlinked. So let's go back to the pretending for a moment. Pretending, you know, I was just on Instagram this morning looking through a profile, and I was flicking through and I was looking at it, and it was all just beautifully curated. But what I noticed was, as I went through, I noticed that there were a lot of selfies of this chicken outfits, and you know, looking body amazing, looking fantastic, like a rock star, more like a TV star. And she, I'm going to try and turn around now, this could be difficult. And she had a lot of selfies, and she had a lot of really carefully curated pictures of her house and her life, little snapshots into how amazing it is. And this is Instagram, right? Like, it's little snapshots into our amazing lives. Except the reality is most of us don't actually feel like our lives are that amazing. And so we're posting these images of this carefully curated pretend life, which of course is partly real too. But we're only showing the positive elements. We're only showing the parts where we can't be, well, we can be seen and judged, but because it's for having a hot bod or having a beautiful home, it's somehow different. You know, I don't know, like, as a photographer, I know what's left out of the picture is often more important than what is left in. The outside of the picture tells the bigger story. And I feel like we're pretending because we see all these other people with their perfect lives and we feel inadequate, and so we curate this magical life that we would really like to be living, and then we're hating ourselves because we're either not grateful for it or we're pretending. And that's not a good feeling. It's not a good feeling. Now, for me, I've always been a bit of an oversharer, but not without, trust me, it still takes courage. It still takes me being very, very brave to post the things that I do. It gets easier, but you're kidding yourself if you think I post these and then I have zero self-doubt. It's total bullshit. I usually post these and I have what I call a vulnerability hangover, where I'm waiting for some kind of validation that it was okay. And when it doesn't come, I wonder why. Maybe I shared too much. Maybe people think I'm pathetic. Maybe people think I'm a dickhead. Maybe they're just like, oh my God, what a psycho. That girl's not got her shit together at all. These are all the things that go through my head. I think the lucky thing about the way this podcast works is I usually record it and I put it out there, but I don't. There is no form of validation for this. It's not social media, so I'm not posting something up and waiting for a like. I'm posting it up and just putting it out into the world and then trusting. But when it comes to social media, we're so addicted to this, you know, the likes and the comments, that when we post something and it doesn't get the amount of traction or the amount of return for the investment that you put into it. So, you know, we're sitting there, we're writing these. Well, for me, I wrote a really big, honest post about success on my Facebook page, and it got one like from Joe, who's my VA, or more than a VA, but, you know, and I could have easily, and I did. I went into this place where I was like, oh God, everyone's going to, maybe it didn't resonate with anyone. Maybe they all think I'm a fuck up and a failure and, you know, all this kind of jazz. Because it took a lot for me to write that. And so because it took a big investment of trust and honesty and bravery, I'm partly expecting that to be reflected back to me in validation from others. Where that's not exactly the way it works. I mean, if you listened to Amy Wright's ep, we spoke about what went viral for her, and it was her talking about shitting her pants, sitting on her toilet, hiding from her children, talking about shitting her pants. Now, that wasn't what she would have chosen to go viral. It's just what did. And from that, she got invited to go and speak on a talk show and et cetera, et cetera. But the point is, we don't really have any control. And I've said this before in some of my recent apps, like, no one owes us anything. We have to be creating from a place that doesn't require validation of ourselves. We have to be able to find that validation within ourselves, you know? So I guess I might just finish up with the pretending thing. I feel like the pretending definitely comes from feeling that we're not worthy, you know, that we should be somewhere where we're not, and so we portray something that we're not, because who we are and what we're really going through doesn't feel like it would have any value to anyone. So we hide it away. We hide away our shadow side and we allow people to see the light. But for me, there's something in me that needs to share the shadow and put the shadow side out there, the fear, the struggle, the self-doubt. So sometimes even the anger and resentment, which I haven't shared. You know, it's rare that I do a rant because I don't want to hurt other people's feelings. And this ties back into the success side of things, right? So a big part of me avoiding getting my message out there on a much larger scale, I've been hiding away, not really sharing as much as I could or should, due to worrying what other people think, what they might think about, what I might be reflecting to them about themselves, how that's going to make them feel. Is it going to make them uncomfortable? I certainly don't want people to feel shit about themselves, you know. And through me doing that last week, just sharing a simple post about the cake that I had made for my daughter's birthday and how I'm not a theme cake mum. I'm not even a cook. I baked Mabel a cake, but mainly because I put so much fucking pressure on myself to be a good mum. And you know what? I surprised myself. I made a good cake, but it's not going to be a measure of my success as a mother. And just sharing that, I offended someone really close to me. And that hurt. Because it wasn't the intention. The intention was to make people feel good about themselves, not shit about themselves, for being a birthday cake theme cake mum, you know? I don't know. It's really hard. And what I've realized is that in this last week, I had my mum up and I was speaking to a few friends over the phone and my mum was there. And usually I would have these conversations privately, but I couldn't. Mum was in the car. And I just decided, instead of avoiding my talk about my message and my work, I would just speak about it in front of mum as if she wasn't there. And through doing that, mum saw me in a different light. She saw me in the way my colleagues see me. And she saw my potential. And she saw that perhaps it's worth getting uncomfortable for. You know, one of the reasons that I have not gone as big as I certainly could have and have not been as consistent and have really sabotaged my own success has been because I haven't wanted those around me to feel uncomfortable. I haven't wanted them to be impacted by me and my truth. I haven't wanted them to have to deal with what I know happens when you show all parts of you. But on the flip side, I know how important my message is. I know how important my work is. And I know that in hopefully 50 or 60 years from now, I will, you know, be on my deathbed and I'll either regret the fact that I never lived up to my potential. I've always felt like I was here for something greater than me. And I've sabotaged making that happen in order to protect others. But yeah, I don't want to be lying on my deathbed regretting that and resenting people because I didn't do it for them. And while I was writing my post on Facebook this morning, about ways that I avoid success, I was reminded of when I started uni and I was dating this boy. It was a very unhealthy relationship, but he was like the love of my life. and I started going to uni, and he was the year below me. And so he was still in high school and I was going off to uni. And so I was going off and out into the big, bold world where there'd be much more exciting things than him. And he was super threatened by that. And for me, there was nothing more exciting than him. He was my whole life. And when I saw that he was threatened by, because he threatened to break up with me, because, you know, it was a way of controlling me, but that's another story altogether. When I saw that I could potentially lose him or go into this brave, bold new world, I chose him because I didn't want to hurt him. And so instead of me going off to uni, and it was an art school, and it's a regret that I have, because I could have really been myself there, you know? But instead, I just hid away and made one friend the entire time I was at uni. I was just like an invisible ghost. Went to classes, did my work, came home. And I missed out on all the fun of uni to protect someone else from their feelings. And I don't want to end up having that be my life. Having given up on dreams because the effects might have the potential to make someone feel inadequate or less than. And let's face it, big success is intimidating to other people. It is. It honestly is. Because of that, going back to the very beginning, because of that change that we expect that happens with people who have success, somehow now they're different. Somehow now they're above us. Somehow now they're, you know, in front of us and we're behind. And while I do believe that sometimes, you know, we vibrate at a different level and friendships move on because they were here for a certain time and space, and when we're not in that time and space, they're no longer in our best interests. I also believe that we don't change and we just remember, you know? Remember who we really are. And our bank account or our, you know, our success, however measured by you, is certainly not a metric for your success as a human being. So anyway, big long one today, but it's really just, I just want you to think about that. Like, are you afraid of success? What is it that's holding you back? What is it that you're afraid of? You know, what is it that you're actually afraid of? Because I feel like when we put a light on it, we can see it. You know, it's just like putting a light on our shadow selves. It makes it less scary. So anyway, that's it from me and the beach today. Until next time, peace out.
Thanks for tuning in to this Carlosophies Free Flow Combo with me, Carly Nimmo. Let's continue the conversation at carlynimmo.com. If you were a big fan of this podcast, I'd be stoked if you left a review. And if you want to hear more radness like this, be sure to subscribe and spread the word. In the meantime, be real, be rad. Peace out.